It was a beautiful day to celebrate the end of an era. The H.J. McFarland Memorial Long-Term Care Home in Picton, Prince Edward County, hosted its final summer bash on Sunday with activities for all ages, including a live band to entertain and to dance your heart out. This was a special bash as it was the last celebration to take place at the current facility. There is a new McFarland being built across the road that should be ready for occupancy next summer. Danielle Preston is the recreation supervisor who tells us more. Danielle Preston, this is a very special day today. What are we doing?
So this is our last celebration. We called it the last summer bash. It's our final summer get together with the community and the residents at this location.
And why is that?
Because we are moving, so we're going to be located in about 550 yards behind us into our new long-term care home by hopefully summer of 2027.
And how big will that home be?
So we're doubling in size in terms of residents. So right now we're at 84 residents going up to 162, I believe, and it's over 100,000 square feet.
So there'll be quite a bit of new equipment and a lot of new activities, no doubt.
Yes, so everything will be brand new. The residents' rooms will be much bigger. All of the community spaces will be much bigger so they can get together and do more celebrations like this. Everything will kind of be brand new, ready to look, feel, and smell like home.
So the celebration today, how did that come about?
So for the last about 4 years, we've done one of these summer carnivals in hopes of bringing the community together with the residents. And we just wanted to go all out because this is the end of an era being at H.J. McFarland. So we went big with everything that we could to really make it a celebration.
You've got something here for everyone. I see some games for children and lots of food vending and music to dance to, all kinds of things here.
It looks very exciting.
Yes, and that's what we really tried to aim for, something for everyone where the residents can come out and enjoy, but also brings the community in.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.